I'm going to read some other short poems. Short poems are really hard for me to write, so I keep trying to learn how to do it. It's not like long poems are easy, it's just I tend to think and work in long, in these big cycles of things that then develop narratives or some other structural line. And the interesting thing about writing short poems is I find out later, well, they're also serial. They're also functioning in some kind of a relationship or narrative line. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm trying to figure out short poems. Rhyme. Yesterday, forgot the world, but someone spoke a language with only three words. Door, war, and... Today wrote door on the door, then locked every door, which made another door necessary. Tomorrow we will take a photograph in which the freedom fighters won't recognize themselves among the oppressed. But was that a breath or a blank where a person could write a person and there was no one left to erase it? Alive as you are, I dreamed I saw St. Augustine walking through solid rock where an empty space used to be. He was singing, a mind is a theory of what we know we don't know. Patrons enter here. One more route to a detour to a closed for the season sign. The power of identity is the choice to identify. Vanity makes no commitment. Hey Joe, where are you going with that half hour in your hand? Okay, good. Welcome to philosophy. It takes a while before these kick in. Only music defies accumulation. Faith needs a sewer or a fire escape drenched in blue. Can one practice dying? Sure, they said, this is how it works. Even uselessness affirmed. Can't replace the pedestal for what's not there. When we march down to Fenario, like a lady, like a dove, you were symptoms, not selves. Does horizon imply futurity? In the minds of the missing, more is the sign for more. Even if this was a song about sex, not products, what could be wasted? True or false, reality wins. And if we later return from the dead, fare thee well may be too good a word. Blinding snow, the sum of zeros. Okay, as you began to see in those, I was starting to play with these musical references and pop music and the kind of music I grew up with and has been important to me, and started to refer to things. And I think in some way that led me on to think about the difference between song lyrics and poetry, and particularly the blues and the American blues as, you know, a truly indigenous art form, but the lyrical way blues works really interests me, and I certainly don't have it figured out, but I continue to study it and think about it and work with it. So I started writing these things, which are loosely called blues poems, but they are trying to bridge some of those distances between the sung lyric and the literary or written poem. And you can tell me if they work. I'm just starting to read them or release them. Wake me, shake me. I saw Helen of Troy this morning. She was walking through the body politic. I would have left hell to follow her, but the exception to an exception only yields the grammar of religion. I saw Leni Riefenstahl this morning. She was renegotiating a sovereign debt. I called to her, obedience precedes institutions, but even an excluded member can always belong to the middle infinite. I was kissing Mustang Sally this morning. I was thinking about that dead firmament above. even a little sacrifice brings intemperance. But destiny will always achieve what happens, even after those heaven doors close. Okay, I have to warn you about these. Some of these rhyme. Okay, I know that's offensive. I know that's a problem. I know even as a reformed or grown-up language writer, it's not acceptable. Some of them rhyme, and just try to let that go. It's just something that happens. I mean, it just drops in. It's not intentional. Who's sorry now? There must be something to fight about, said God to his wounded twin. You'd think after all this slaughter, we'd find something left to him. It's too early to count the casualties, but too late to start again. You and I invented crime to justify regret. All along the paradigms, the distorted metaphor blocked the view, while pathologies came and went, and self-righteous miracles too. Way out in the distance, forgotten history began to prowl. Two happy liars were approaching, and the dead began to howl. Hey, Eurydice, don't make me come down there. Sooner or later, the words desensitized by themselves. Poetry could be the new weapon of choice. Or as Aristotle said, no motive, no opportunity. Let's count the margin of error to prove a majority. Yesterday was the future you always dreamed of, every point of self-reference inseparable from its contradiction. But who persuaded consciousness that beauty relieves misery? That's the low cost of high-priced consolation. You may get better, but you'll never be well anymore. Now Orpheus has one foot on the platform and the other on a train. He's going back to cut his losses because, in order to find victims, one must first imagine them. And in the minds of the missing, only the dead can save themselves. All that intellectual property decomposing in the sun, who's going to get any thinking done? Starlings swarm the apocalypse. They wonder as they're flying, did God set out to fail or just die trying? A life's a list with nowhere to go. Words erase words, empty to overflow. I'm sitting here wondering why never so happy is not. Form follows fiction, a mouth in which to hide. Animals think with their feet, and people eat what's before them. You can learn to be a likeness, but the law wants greed for itself. Everyone claims God for their own marketplace. Bliss is the new black. Pay me now, take me later. I'm sitting here watching flesh boil down to glue. I've got all these tongues and still nowhere to go. Gizzy and I spent a Christmas together a few years ago. You can imagine how that's one of our favorite holidays. We survived it. And I wrote this poem for him during that week. The Beatles said, everything is in the future. That's the price for never making a mistake. But the next day it rained, making furniture worthless and the inevitable impossible again. 40 years later, it's another Monday. Another argument against motion. More work, less shoplifting. Good luck, they said at the end. The world deserves vengeance. Maybe failure is not the problem. Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break, 10 minutes. Bathroom's upstairs, coffee and tea's upstairs.
And I think all three writers are going to get
books. And there will be books.
Yeah, so there will be
books. Come see me or the staff.
We're also going to revolutionize the room while you're gone. So we definitely recommend leaving for the 10 minutes right now.
Cherry range.
What's that?
Recording.